chair.
Go over there.
Okay.
Pedro's like slowly at the end of the table down there.
I was sick last week. I'm protecting you guys.
Thank you.
Scoot up a little more.
I don't know if I'm still contagious.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
All right, we'll start. Okay, so the meeting of the North Salt Lake Trails and Active Transportation Committee will come to order. And a quorum is confirmed with the following people present: Ryan, Pedro, Peter, and Brent.
Can you state the date of the meeting?
And today is Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. I believe we do minutes and then.
You just follow the agenda, just go down the agenda. Public welcome and introductions, public comment.
Okay. Okay, number four, sorry, this is number four. Okay. We open the floor to any public comments. And seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number three, the Open and Public Meetings Act training.
All right. So this is a quick 6.5 minute video that was shown to City Council. So we're actually going to watch the recording from council meeting. It's just a refresher on the Open and Public Meetings Act training. So I guess enjoy.
Is this the same one as last year?
They just did this to City Council like in January, so.
Where's our sound?
I don't know.
I don't know how to fix this.
Is it turned off on the computer?
I doubt it.
Yeah, check the computer real quick.
Yes, yeah, it's muted on there.
Continue. Keep in mind that this video is an overview and exceptions may exist based on your entity type. We focus on local government, not state requirements. When in doubt, read the law and consult with your legal counsel. So what's considered an open and public meeting? It's when a public body quorum, also known as a simple majority, meets to discuss or act upon government business. It includes the meetings sometimes referred to as workshops or executive sessions. Regular meetings, public hearings, electronic meetings, and emergency meetings are all open public meetings. Open and public meetings don't include chance or social meetings. A public hearing is a type of open and public meeting where citizens have a reasonable opportunity to speak. Public hearings happen when a government adopts a budget, imposes or increases taxes or fees, or transfers money from an enterprise fund. These meetings have extra notice and posting requirements and won't be addressed in this video. An electronic meeting is a type of open and public meeting that's convened electronically, such as via phone or the internet. Remember, the governing body must adopt a resolution, rule, or ordinance allowing and governing electronic meetings. OPMA adds additional requirements too. An emergency meeting may be held to discuss an urgent matter due to unforeseen circumstances. In order to hold the meeting, the best notice that's feasible is provided of the time, location, and topics to be considered. An attempt is made to contact all governing body members, and a governing body majority approves the meeting. An open and public meeting may be closed to discuss any of the following: a person's character, competence, or health, collective bargaining, litigation, certain real property transactions, including any form of a water right or water shares, with specific restrictions, security personnel, devices, or systems deployment, investigations of criminal misconduct, and private or protected information per the Utah Procurement Code, including trade secrets. A closed meeting may be held only if a quorum is present and the meeting was properly noticed. 2/3 of the governing body present at the meeting need to vote yes to close a meeting. Quick math lesson. 2 divided by 3 equals 66.7%. Let's say your governing body has 5 members present at the meeting. If 3 out of 5 members vote yes, that equals 60%. Which is not equal or greater than 66.7%, which means you're 1 member short and would need 4 out of 5 members to vote yes. During a closed meeting, a governing body can't interview someone applying to fill an elected position, discuss filling a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, discuss the character, competence, or health of a person whose name was submitted for consideration to fill a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, approve any ordinance, resolution, rule, regulation, contract, or appointment, or take a vote, unless it's a vote on a motion to end the closed portion of the meeting and return to an open meeting. When a governing body closes a meeting, the following must be publicly announced and entered into the minutes of the open meeting at which the closed meeting was approved: the reason or reasons for holding the closed meeting, the location where the closed meeting will be held, and the vote of each member of the governing body either for or against the motion to close the meeting. If a closed meeting is discussing a person's character, competence, or health, or security personnel, devices, or systems deployment, or several other exceptions, mostly related to state bodies or project entities, no recording or minutes are required. However, the presiding member needs to sign a sworn written statement stating such. If the closed meeting is held for any other reason, a recording must be made, which includes date, time, and place of the meeting, names of members present and absent, and names of all others, except where disclosure would infringe on the confidentiality necessary to fulfill the original purpose of closing the meeting. Regular open and public meetings require 24 hours notice. The public notice includes the meeting agenda, date, time, and place. Public meeting agendas need to include reasonably specified topics to be considered, with each topic listed under a separate agenda item on the meeting agenda. The governing body may not consider a topic in an open meeting that wasn't on the agenda. If a new topic not on the agenda is raised by the public during an open meeting, the governing body may discuss the topic. However, final action may not be taken on the new topic during that meeting. Additionally, entities holding regular meetings scheduled in advance over the course of the year need to provide annual notice of the entire year's meeting schedule. The notice must include date, time, and place for each meeting.
Notice is posted on the public body's website, in a public location such as the location where the meeting will be held, and on Utah's public notice website in accordance with Utah Code 63G-30-102.
Typically, posting on the public notice website is done by the records officer, recorder, or clerk. However, it's the governing body's responsibility to ensure notice is provided. State Archives has prepared a training manual and quick guide for owners and posters, as well as training videos that can be accessed at their website, archives.utah.gov. Written minutes and a recording are kept of all open meetings, with few exceptions. Written minutes include the date, time, and place of the meeting, the names of members present and absent, the substance of all matters, names of citizens providing comments, the substance of the comments provided, any information a body member requests be entered into the minutes or recording, and a record by individual member of each vote taken. A body with elected members must record each vote in list format by category for each action taken by a member, including yes votes, no votes, and absent members next to each member's name. A recording must be a complete and unedited record of all open portions of the meeting from beginning to end, and be labeled with the meeting date, time, and place. All or any part of an open meeting may be independently recorded by any person in attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting. Pending minutes means written minutes of an open meeting in draft form subject to change before being approved by the public body that held the open meeting. Pending minutes must contain a clear indication, such as a draft or pending watermark, that the governing body hasn't yet approved the minutes, and that the minutes are subject to change until the public body approves them. Approved minutes means written minutes of an open meeting approved by the public body that held the open meeting. Entities must establish and implement procedures for the public body's approval of written minutes. Public meeting pending minutes, approved minutes, and recordings are public records under GRAMMA. Any individual who publicly presents information relating to an item on the public body's meeting agenda must provide a copy of the information for inclusion in the public record. Make pending minutes available to the public within 30 days. Within 3 business days after approving written minutes of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website, the entity's primary office, and the entity's website. Within 3 business days after holding an open meeting, make an audio recording of the open meeting available to the public for listening.
Okay, any questions on that?
Is there a quiz?
No. Luckily, no. Okay.
Next time, yeah.
We'll move on to approval of the minutes from our last meeting on January 5th. Is there any questions or changes to the minutes that we need to make?
Did you read the minutes?
I did read the minutes.
How fast can you read?
I move.
You can read it.
That the Trails and Active Transportation Committee formally approve the meeting minutes from January 5th, 2026.
Okay. There is a motion.
Second.
And the motion has been seconded.
Can you say your names when you motion and second?
Brent Crowther
made the motion.
And Peter Worthland seconded.
Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes, say yes.
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 Okay. Minutes are approved. We'll move to agenda item number 5, staff updates.
I didn't talk to you before adding all this stuff.
Oh, I figured you'd add stuff.
I can't stop talking, so So you guys wanted an update on the Trails Master Plan. We are under contract with SE Group, and they're hitting the ground running. So they're already setting up a meeting with the Forest Service to kind of get on the same page as them and make sure that they're aware of this process moving forward. They're forming a steering team, basically a steering committee, and rather than having the full Trails and Active Transportation Committee be on this and having to make a public meetings and all that business, we were thinking just having two Trails committee members be on this steering team. And so I've been tasked with finding out which two want to be on that steering team. There will be monthly meetings. I think this whole process will be about 7 months. July is when it's anticipated to be done. So monthly meetings, usually virtual meetings. They're not all.
So it's not 3 hours long. That's a window.
That's a window of time that we have available. But first, we've got to decide. You guys have got to decide which two are available to do the monthly meetings and be on the steering team. They also want to set up the kickoff meeting, which would be likely the two from the steering team would be in that kickoff meeting. And those are some dates that they threw out that work for them. So that's up for discussion for you guys to decide who you want and who's available to do monthly meetings, and if those people are available at those times for a kickoff meeting.
So what's the, the commitment is monthly for
monthly.
An hour?
Yes. Yeah, about an hour.
Or more.
About an hour. Yeah.
About an hour.
I would plan for an hour.
Is virtual or the
yeah,
in-person?
Yeah, usually virtual,
oh,
the monthly
virtual.
Meetings.
I should read.
About an hour, a monthly, so about seven meetings is what you'd be committing to on the steering team. Seven
yeah.
hours over 7 months.
I have a question. So I should know this after watching the training, but are virtual meetings, would those qualify as something we would have to have in
yes.
notice and everything?
Yeah, if you have the full
if
committee.
If you have a quorum.
But
yeah.
if we're only doing two, we don't have to advertise it because you don't have a quorum, you wouldn't be voting on anything. But if you had three, we would have to advertise it as a public meeting, and we'd have to hold like an anchor location.
That the public could come to.
That the public could come to if they wanted to.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing with the greenways.
Yeah.
Just to.
We're yeah. limiting the number so that we don't have to advertise them as public meetings.
And
this is really how you delegate work anyway.
For sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
otherwise
and
it doesn't get done.
So it would be expected that they will touch base with the full committee a couple of times at least, two or three times. Through the project, but that really it's going to be this steering team that's going to be bringing updates back to the full committee. So I guess if there's anybody who wants to volunteer.
I'd actually like to do it.
Okay.
This is where I feel like I can provide a lot of value. I mean, I know the trails, I've been up in the backs. I mean, but most of us have. I mean, it's not a unique qualifier, but
mm-hmm.
I can do an hour a month. Mondays are rough.
I don't know what day, we'll figure out later what works best for everybody that's on the steering team.
Yeah.
There will also be staff and then the consultant
yeah.
also on the steering team, but this is just for the kickoff.
I wouldn't mind doing it either, but I also don't want to hog all the opportunities if anyone else wants to do it.
I do not volunteer because between all of us, I'm the one with the least experience in the trails around town. You guys sometimes talk so much about them, and I'm going through a learning experience. I'm getting to know the trails of North Salt Lake in this committee. So I wouldn't have much to contribute at this point. So I don't think I'm the right candidate to join those meetings right now.
I'll defer to Ryan as long as he represents. Also, and we have Peter as a strong mountain bike you know, as much as strong hiking.
I'll be the
as well.
Hiker representation
okay.
too.
Yeah. Yeah, I hike as much as well.
Okay.
The time is a, well, because of coaching, I do mountain bike more, but I hike as well.
Okay.
My
so, Peter and Ryan?
Sure.
Okay, so if you guys have an idea of one of those times that works, this would be a great time to do it. If you need to take a little more time, then we can just do that not in this meeting.
Yeah.
If that's what you'd prefer. Do you want to do that?
Can I take a picture of those so I can...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or I could even send out an email.
If you can send it out. Just send it out, because I'm... Anyway. Of that 3-hour block, the middle is not good on Thursday.
Okay.
Mondays I can make... the first two times work for sure and part of the other time. So I feel like it's pretty flexible.
But there's something doable
there's,
on
oh,
there.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
There's like 4 or 5 or 6 hours that I could make myself
okay.
available
great.
That align with those times.
I'll send an email tomorrow with these meetings. I'll send like a doodle poll or something so that you guys
yeah,
have that.
Perfect.
There's also going to be staff. I would assume, John, you should probably be on this steering team. TG, I don't know if you want to be on the steering team or if you just want to let John handle.
He wants to steer.
You want to steer?
Try and come, whatever John wants to.
John, you tell me what you want TG to do.
Send it to TJ as well.
Send it to TJ as well? Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have you, TJ, me, Peter, Ryan. Is there anybody else that we think should be on this steering team? Besides the consultant?
If we had interested citizens, it would be nice to have a couple of those more, but see if no one's here.
I think we can get them involved in like the public involvement part of it too.
Right.
Where they can
because at the same time, if we make it too large, it becomes a presentation
yep.
rather than a collaboration.
We want it
effort.
To be small for sure. Okay. So it'll be just us 5 from North Salt Lake and then the consultant.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send that out. I already mentioned that they're already touching base with the Forest Service, and I asked them to include me in those meetings as well so that we have good communication with the Forest Service moving forward. And they can just pass the baton to me. In their scope, they talked about tabling some events early on to kind of announce the project. And so I think they were thinking of Purge the Spurge, which is in
April.
April 12th. So
I've already got a conflict on that date.
So
what are they worried about? Why the conflict though?
There's no conflict.
I have a conflict.
No. I mean, like, what? Why would they want to table that to announce?
Oh, they want
to. No, they want a public table
oh, yeah.
to present.
Oh,
the way I was going to ask, what do you mean by
tabling an event is different than tabling an item on an agenda.
Okay. Yeah. But we can understand how the English language can be confusing.
It is very confusing. No, this is, they want representation at Purge the Spurge
oh, sure.
to announce the trail's
yeah.
master plan and get input from the public.
Yeah.
So we'll just need to do a really good job of advertising
Purge the Spurge.
Yeah.
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 And we had gone back and forth about whether it would be better to have SE Group, so we have two public engagement events in the scope, one at the end and one at the beginning. So the one at the beginning is obviously getting input from the public on what should be in this trails master plan. And then the one at the end is saying, this is what's come out of this process. So I went back and forth with them about they're willing to table that event.
one of them.
We went back and forth about which one they do. And I was like, I think you guys should do the recommendations at the
yes.
end, and
yes.
we should do the input
yes.
at the beginning. So this Purge the Spurge one would be us announcing this thing. They would provide us all the materials we would need, so any maps or anything like that. And so we'll be talking about the events later on this agenda, and we'll just have to decide like how we're going to organize that, who's going to be at the table, who's going to be like managing the volunteers, who's going to be doing all the things.
Are there any larger events that are maybe with other committees? I'm just thinking of like the American.
So the Kite Festival is well attended.
Yeah, because we may only get, I think we had 20 or 30 last year, and I'd love to go to something that has like 100
yeah.
people there.
We can do whatever we want at our events. But this one is like SE Group will be providing us all these materials and stuff, and we can continue to do this through the events in the summer, but this one's announcing it. So the sooner this is the soonest event that we have. So the sooner
citywide,
we can
like all the
start.
Know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Library night?
The NSL reads, yeah, that's coming up. That's a bunch of kids.
I don't think we should do NSL reads.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, the Kai Festival
is there
would be like 3 weeks after Purse the Spurge.
Yeah.
So tell me
we can do both because it's us staffing it.
Yeah,
so it doesn't
tell
matter.
Me the rush to get it. April.
Because they're on a schedule to.
Because
so
they're
going to
have it. We're going to have it adopted in July. So why would we do it like in the middle in May? You know, when we're supposed to be getting input at the very beginning. So this is the soonest we can.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should. We could do. Purchase Spurge and the Kite Festival.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I don't
yeah.
see why not.
Yeah. yeah.
Is there, would we also want to consider a survey? Or do we not need to go that big?
I don't think that was in their scope. I'd have to look back
well,
at what it is. But they have it all laid out of what we're getting for our money. It's already been agreed to in the contract. I can't remember if it had a survey, but it had some type of online engagement. Mostly the city is responsible for that, so we'll be putting it out through our social media channels and stuff like that. But I don't think there was like an online map of like, hey, this is where we want it. We could make something like that.
It may be even helpful of what, you know, what priorities could be and just doing a Survey Monkey type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's free and I don't know if the city has a tool to do that, but anonymous survey, just maybe not saying what's your favorite trail, pick it on the map, right? But it may be, hey, here's, you know, prioritize what's most important to you and have people, yeah, Wild Rose, additional trails, hiking only trails, you know. It'd be nice to at least get that type of feedback from a general standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Purge the Spurge, you're gonna get whoever advertises Kite Festival will be a broader audience because it draws a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Purge the Spurge may get the mountain bike teams.
Yeah.
We could advertise at National Trails Day. We can do it at all of our events if we want to.
Okay, let's start with that.
So that will be the first one.
See,
that'll be like we're launching the Trails Master Plan.
Yeah.
And I think at some point we'll have to stop that public engagement effort of like, what do you want to see? Because then we have to develop recommendations so we can't keep asking people what they want to see. So it has to be limited. But I'll talk to them about potentially doing Purchase Birch and the Kite Festival, and then maybe we end it there.
And that's just the exact same material.
That
shouldn't have any additional cost.
Yeah.
Correct. I just don't want the public engagement to keep going and going and going when
right.
they're trying to make recommendations based off the public engagement.
Whatever done. Public engagement.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We don't
start with that.
We don't want to go further than the Kite Festival.
So then the next thing is just the state maintenance. I got the application in to get on the schedule. They've had some staff changes, and so they're just, I'm just waiting to hear back from their district person.
Did you request dates, or did they assign the dates once?
They did not put any dates on there yet,
okay.
But I said what we did last year, and I was like, it would be nice if we could do this kind of the same thing this year.
It was
and
a
I
nice,
even
cool
sent,
week.
I even sent the like place marks that we had done last time. Like, this is a similar, like, we're on, we want to be on the same trail system. We just want to work on different points this year. Ryan asked to have the Wild Rose to Bonneville Shoreline Trail connector update on here. So I just kind of listed out the next steps, which I had already got approval from the Forest Service to do the shortcut alignment that we had talked about. But I think we've gone away from that now because we don't want to tear up the hillside for a short-term solution. So I need to check in again with the Forest Service about this new alignment with the extension of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail and see if we can get it in under the 2020 MEPA decision. They'll likely need to do field visits, which is fine. They did them really quickly last time for that shortcut. And then at that point, we would hire a trail designer and builder, and we would flag the trail on the ground with the Forest Service. We'd build the trail. And somewhere in between all this, we would need to get an agreement. We can't close the door. It's an open meeting. We have to get an agreement with Davis County, probably Davis County, regarding maintenance. And it might have to be an agreement with Davis County, the Forest Service, Salt Lake City, and North Salt Lake to have short-term maintenance be fall on Davis County, hopefully, of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail section. We would be responsible for the Wild Rose connector maintenance, but have Davis County continue to maintain the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. And then once Salt Lake City builds their connection, then it would turn over to them for ownership and maintenance. Is that what you understood from our conversation with Tyler?
Yes.
Okay. So those agreements have to be done.
So just a few small non-complex steps that don't really involve a lot of people.
No red tape at all. But we do have the design and construction funding in this year's budget, and we've got it requested in next year's budget, so it should be able to just carry over through the fiscal years. There's also the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant application cycle is open right now. So we could consider applying for funding for this trail section through that. The application cycle closes March 13th. I think we put like $45,000 in the budget. Is that right?
Yes, I have that.
$45,000?
Okay.
So does that align with the per linear foot cost?
Yes. Cool. That I got from Avid Trails? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's a little higher than that even because we just were kind of trying to push it in.
We have $45,000 right now.
Yeah. Got to buy donuts, so it's good.
Well, it's for trail construction.
It'll cost a few thousand for design, too, which I don't know if we have that in the budget. We should look at that if design needs to come out of a different budget than the capital.
Salt Lake City may do the design, though.
I haven't heard from them at all. They said they would have it to us by the end of the year, and I've heard nothing.
I haven't either. I've got to reach back to him on another matter that we talked about. And I'll
I don't know if they were planning on designing it or if they were just saying they would review our design. That's what I understood, is that they would look at our design.
I can ask.
Because they said they can't design until they've gone through their whole process. Do you remember that? They have this whole, like...
And that's where we were like,
well, we design it, we'll just have you...
That's when we started talking about the previous alignment.
Yeah.
You know, okay, because it did meet up on that knoll that we were standing on, right?
I think it would just be that we would probably hire somebody to design it.
Yeah.
And we would have Salt Lake City look at it to make sure it worked well with their future plans. That's what I understood. But anyway,
just quick question on the 2020 decision, that letter. There was like a deadline on that when it expired.
I think it's the end of this year.
The end of this year.
Yeah, or maybe fall of this year, but I thought it was the end of
26 or end of 25?
26.
I think it was 26.
Okay.
I know we didn't have a lot of time. I just remember what it was.
So theoretically, we should be able to do it, but I need to double check with the Forest Service to make sure that applies to this section as well, because it did apply to this shortcut thing.
Yeah.
Because it was only on like 70 feet of Forest Service land, but this is significantly more
right.
on Forest Service land,
yeah.
so we'll see.
Okay.
But I will get in touch with them, and I'm likely going to be meeting with them soon for the Trails Master Plan anyway, so I'll just have a good open communication with them for
cool.
that.
Well, if it helps, if you need help delegate, like there's so much for that project, if you need help, just let us know.
Okay. I don't know if there's anything
I'm
you
really
guys
good
can
at calling
do.
People,
this is
yeah.
this is what I do.
Yeah, okay.
so
right.
this,
we can help.
This is her day job.
Yeah, this is her day job.
This
okay.
is my day job. Yeah.
She
unfortunately, sometimes
and she likes it.
It's my favorite. I do love my job. I don't love the red tape.
Yes.
So there's that. So I'll talk to like the city manager and stuff and see if he wants to pursue outdoor recreation grants.
Okay.
For this project, I think it's a pretty good candidate.
Would it be helpful if we had a formal recommendation to have?
I don't know that it has
those?
To be a formal recommendation.
Okay.
You can
so,
if you want, but.
So I move.
Okay, do it.
I move that this committee recommends to the city manager that they pursue UORG grant during this cycle to help pay for and reduce the taxpayer. Spending on the Wild Rose to BSD connector.
There it is. Is there a second for that?
Pedro seconds that strongly. It's
all
a
right.
great idea.
So Peter made the motion, Pedro seconded the motion. Any questions on that? If not, all in favor say yes.
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 All opposed say no. Okay. That passes unanimously.
Okay, the next one, I just wanted to give an update on the South Davis Greenway Feasibility Study Project. We've got a website for it up now, so you guys can go check out that website. We're going to be sending out, probably this week, flyers to all of the homes and businesses directly adjacent to the alignment that would be impacted by the potential alignment.
So along Orchard.
Yep.
All the way around.
That's
just
really
along,
fast.
Along
so the route was picked and everything?
I mean, that's what the study is determining if this is the feasible route. So we're
study.
Saying there might be a greenway along your, you know, and so
okay.
you should check this website out.
Do you have internet
see what
access
it's
here?
Like. Do I have what?
Internet access.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want me to click on it?
Can you, yeah, see if it
loads?
Okay.
There it
I
is.
I just can't get to it through my.
They blocked you.
So this
yeah.
is for adjacent properties. And
do you want to see the video?
Oh, the video, yeah, the video's not up yet, is it?
I have it right here.
I can't see it either. That's fine.
You
I'm
can't?
On, I'm on the guest Wi-Fi.
The guest network won't let you in?
Yeah, it won't let me to the website.
That's weird.
Oh, what did Tim put on it? But it won't be.
We had an issue where they updated the firewalls a couple weeks ago, but I thought they fixed
maybe
it.
Maybe we could do that
probably
after
the
meeting's
network.
Adjourned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show
I moved
video.
That we table the video.
You want to defer it?
Defer
it. Or you want to show it?
It wasn't on the agenda,
oh,
case.
Yeah, so it can't be taken. Point
so,
of order.
Anyway, there's the we had Ted Knowlton actually was in the video representing North Salt Lake. We had people from like council members and planning commission from all the different cities along the Greenway in a little video pitch. So we'll be putting that on social
so
media and it'll be on
this
the website.
Week. So next city council might be a fun fireworks show.
Wow, people might be upset. They might not care.
Well,
they might be happy.
Funny
to
enough,
be getting
they're actually
started.
Talking about the fireworks show at the next city council.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
It's on the agenda.
So there will be a fireworks show.
So either way,
oops. So anyway, that's the update on that. Town Center Urban Design Standards. I sent out that survey. I don't
oh,
know
yeah.
if you guys took it.
I took it late, so I hope it still counted.
I took
it.
It was interesting. It was the last hour.
Sorry. Okay. Well, so he came in, Mark Morris with BODA came and presented those survey results to the Planning Commission on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be talking to the City Council, I think at their next meeting next week, just about kind of what was discussed, but there was overall strong support for active transportation and bike and pedestrian friendly design in the town center. I don't think that's a hot topic, you know, it's not a controversial topic.
Yeah.
So that's all I had for staff updates. John, did you have anything else?
I didn't.
TJ?
Okay. Okay. Any questions? All right. We'll move on to the next agenda item, which is city council updates. And since Ted is not here today, I think we'll defer on that. We'll move on to number 7, which is consideration of the fiscal year 27 budget request.
All right, so this is the current budget for the travel education trainings, $1,200. I'm doing the budget requests right now. I'm going to be turning those in tomorrow, actually. So I just left that one the same. We had a discussion last time in this committee about upping the operating supplies. That's where the advertising's been coming from. So I added an additional $1,500 to that budget for this request for next year. And then just left the $600 the same. That's just kind of our miscellaneous things for
donuts
and t-shirts and whatever. The trails development, we've mentioned this already in this meeting. So this year it has $45,000 in it. We've spent zero. I've kind of named the BST connector as a project for that, so they can roll those funds forward, and then I'm going to request an additional $30,000 in next year's budget, because I'm sure we're going to identify several other trails that we could probably do projects on. So,
nice.
So
if we, when's a grant cycle? If you apply now, when does that funding become available?
I feel like they usually award in like, it's usually like
fall, end of the year?
May or June, I think, when they award the York,
and then
if I remember correctly.
By the time you get paperwork or grant agreement, would that be available this summer? Or do we need
yes,
to proceed?
I think it would.
You think it would
I'll
be available
double
this
check
summer?
All of this.
Okay.
I just was like throwing that in as an idea today before this meeting.
Okay.
But I'll double check all of the contracting, everything, to make sure it lines up with our schedule.
Because you can still apply, because like, you know, like we're gonna find other opportunities, or you could.
They probably want some specific.
Better the trail, you know, instead of just that one segment. There's other parts that need maintenance.
Yeah,
and rehabilitation.
Well, except for you put it in as a line item, right?
Yeah, or trails development.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you get the recreation grant, then you'll have double. You can do more.
Do matching
yes,
funds,
of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and what John is saying is that, well, if we don't do anything in this fiscal year 26 budget on the Wild Rose Connection, we'll have $75,000
okay, so it doesn't
for next fiscal year.
Yeah.
It'll roll
well,
over.
Well, I'll have to roll. We'll have to have it attached to a project, so
yeah.
That's why I'm saying it's going to be attached to the BST connector.
So that it rolls over.
So we can roll
it. Yeah.
I added those last two things. Without your consent.
Well, that's fine.
So I added just a couple things on the bottom to consider that we hadn't really talked about was Pedro's going to give a presentation about the bike racks. And so I don't know if we need to include something in our trails budget. I guess that could come out of the $30,000 potentially installation of bike racks on a different park.
Something
location.
To talk about eventually. I have no idea how much they cost. The point I was going to bring up for discussion today is that I remember John saying that the new Hatch Park is going to have bike racks. My recommendation would be just replicate that. Same vendor, same design, same everything. It'll just make everyone's life easier, I think, if that is something that you already know what's going to be. If we don't, then I guess I'll have more freedom to research something for the next meeting.
So we will have a standard design for bike racks for the town center. All the furnishings in the town center will be the same,
okay.
But they'll be different than what they are in other places in the city. So we could put in our standard specs. I don't know if we have a standard for bike racks in our specs. We
no.
could put that into the specs potentially.
Do you like the Hatch Park ones? I mean, we have.
I think the Hatch Park ones will be the town center ones probably,
I'd
or
probably
will be themed
be
only to Hatch Park, and so it would be different in other areas. But for all the other parks, maybe we could have the same. Bike rack.
Yeah, just make it standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones that are at Tunnel Springs.
Those are the ones that I used as reference. They're really good. They are, it's a recommended design on some of the research I did. The one at the Trailhead Park, forgot the name of the park.
Wild Rose? Wild
yeah,
Rose.
That one is not recommended. It'll be on the photos that I'll present in a few minutes.
Okay.
But if the Tunnel Springs one is something that we have access to, it's cost effective, we just replicate that.
Yeah, we have the plans, so we can just go back in the plans and figure out what they spec'd, or sure there might even be a tag on them or something.
Or if there's another good one we want to look at.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do it.
Okay.
On that last one, I would eventually like to get to the river out there as part of our committee, since I think it is kind of somewhat related to our committee. And I'm just wondering if we don't pay for it, where does that go?
So it is, get to the river is part of this committee's purview, technically. I run the whole get to the river thing by myself.
But it has its own line item.
But it has its own budget line item. And so I didn't want the marketing signs
okay.
To come out of your guys' budget when it should be coming out of the get
that
to
one.
The river
okay.
budget.
I
yeah.
just didn't want to go away, like,
nope.
not funded or something.
Nope, it won't go away. You guys just won't be paying for it.
Okay.
But you'll still take credit for it.
All right.
We'll help.
You'll help. Okay.
Any questions on that?
Unless there's a mountain bike race.
We're recording. Yeah, we're recording you saying that,
that's
Peter.
The problem
that's what happened last year.
2 years.
Oh, conflicting events?
Yeah. Every other Saturday, September and October, I'm a little booty.
So, John, do you want to go over this too?
Oh, that was just the expenditures we've had so far. That was a carryover from last month. Exact same slide.
Yeah, it's like the same expenses.
This meeting, though, is consideration of the budget request, so this would be a formal budget request to the City Council.
Oh, so we need to have a motion?
So I go back to that other slide.
Oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
what I've got in the budget right now, so if we're good with that or if we need to make any adjustments, then...
Do we need any... Yeah, we have amazing tools now. I know we lost one or two things, which I'm sure we could easily replace with.
Yeah, we've already replaced. It was like a pair of loppers or something we lost, and I've already replaced those.
Would that come out of operating supplies? The tools?
Yes, I think that's where you're buying tools from.
Yeah, so we have, we're almost doubling the operating supplies budget.
Yeah. But is that where the signs are coming out of, too? $1,500 in signs?
For the trail marking? I think we were just going
to
get...
Wild Rose signs.
For Get to the River?
No,
the advertisement.
Oh, the marketing signs.
Yeah, the
yes,
marketing
that's where we're pulling the funds for this. Yeah.
Okay, that's why we increased it by 1,500, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Are there anything, I mean, I don't think we need any other tools or anything.
I was thinking, so as I was thinking about this just yesterday, the week, anyway. It may be good for the committee to have hats or something so that when we do have trail events,
we stand out a little bit more.
There's a little bit, and I know that we've got the green shirts, but they, like, I don't know, green shirts are common.
We have money left in the budget.
Yeah, we have
for hats.
I was thinking either
I can get on it and
like a green, like
they're already designed.
Oh, the hats are?
Yeah,
oh.
It's already designed.
Well,
just
I know the
it.
Logos are great. Cause
no,
it's
she already like had them in her cart.
Oh, really?
But we didn't have the budget
are
for it.
Are they green?
So
what color are the hats? Because I don't want them to be black.
I think she had a few different options. You want green one? Do you
well,
just want green
I
to match
want,
the shirts?
Like neon yellow.
Everyone's
it
flattered
would be
by
nice
neon
for
yellow.
Maybe we could see a couple
like,
ideas
I'm just thinking,
before we order them.
I'm just thinking if it were brown or green, it wouldn't be hot in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like a light tannish, like, or even if it were more of a sport hat.
A lot of them have like the trucker hats that have the white mesh on the back and then the color on the front.
I don't like those trucker hats, but that's me.
So
I like
Linda,
the five panels.
Linda's our person who orders all these things. She has tons of experience with all of this stuff. because she's ordered hats and t-shirts. She knows exactly the type of t-shirt to order, and
right.
so she'll know what type of hats to order, but it's nice to know, like, the preference is green or brown.
Well, I just want something that doesn't, like, if I'm wearing it and it's July, that it doesn't make me sweat more than,
yeah,
like, a black hat. Like, my running hats are white, because... because it doesn't absorb the heat. And so
yeah.
I have like a, I have a green Colorado Rockies hat because it's for their grass crew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that it's not hot, but it's like a, it's a light green. But
okay.
That's the only thing I would request, is just not something that's gonna absorb the heat.
Are you guys all good with green or brown?
As long as
or yellow,
too.
I mean, neon
or gray.
Neon yellow or gray would
green,
work.
Green, gray, brown.
I mean,
I'm not writing down neon.
Just say
it needs to look good.
But I think it
needs
just
to
needs to be
Ryan
unified.
I don't know that we can do that.
I think, that, I think the hats would make us look a little bit more unified on the
I think
trail
so too.
Because
yeah, stand out.
The tags don't, and sometimes I'll wear a sun shirt because
yeah.
I don't like being sunburned.
Yep.
And so,
or a jacket.
Or a jacket
yeah.
if it's cold, whereas the
yep.
hat makes a little bit more visibility.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And we could even give out some of those hats as
yeah.
like swag at events, or like we could do raffle things.
Yeah.
Like
but
if
I would
you
suggest
if you comment on the Trails Master Plan map, you put your thing
right.
into a raffle
yeah.
and then you get a hat.
But if we have them just for the committee, I would say choose a color specific for the committee and then give away other colors. But
I know
just
she has
so
to
like
order them in batches in order to make it cost
so
effective.
Yeah, you gotta order a bunch.
Okay,
too,
no,
right?
never mind. We can just say look for a guy in the group.
The one that we
green
buy the most of for the like Public Works is the Richardson 112.
Richardson hats are good.
They are good.
Yes. There's
yeah.
lots
is it
of
a snapback?
Yes, it is a snapback.
Yeah, they have tons of
Richardson 112.
Anyway.
Okay.
I will get with Linda and order hats in advance of Purge the Spurge. We'll try to get them here before Purge the Spurge.
Okay, any, we need a formal motion for this, but any other questions on or things we want to add or request in the budget?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Not at this point.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend this budget to?
It's on the screen.
I move that the Trails and Active Transportation Committee request the discussed FY27 budget from City Council.
All right, Brent has made a motion. Is there a second?
You can second.
Can I? Well,
no.
No? The chair can't?
No.
Can
well,
the vice chair.
Well, this is Peter, and I will second.
Okay. There's a second. All in favor of the approving the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, that passes.
Or did you just nod it?
Yes, I also nodded. Ryan.
Let me cut your nod.
Brent nodded, Ryan nodded.
Two yeses, two nods, and the motion passes. Okay. Okay, anything else under that? Nope, so we'll move on to agenda item number 8, committee member discussion items. Did we have, I know we had a couple.
We had two things that you wanted on the, that Ryan had mentioned.
Yes.
About the committee member discussion. So Pedro wanted to present his
mm-hmm.
information about his research about bike racks, and then Ryan wanted to talk about the Roberts Rules of Order, which he handed out. So which one do you want to do first? I don't have any slides for yours, Ryan. But.
I can go first, and it's just a series of photos that I want to show, starting with that one, which is something I distributed in our November meeting here, following a survey that I made around town, going to parks that the city advertises on its website with resources that you can reserve, some present infrastructure. And there may be other places that we consider active transportation destinations in town, but we've got to start somewhere. So I start with the parks that you see on the screen. A few there on the west side in the Foxborough District, and then up the hill, parks that you're mostly familiar with. Out of, how many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, if I counted that right.
Plus 11, Porter's Landing.
11 with, with the boat ramp that I did not map in November. Only two of them have bike racks, have a storage solution for people to secure their bicycles and not worry about them. that isn't a tree or a fence or a less than ideal place. Wild Rose Trailhead and Tunnel Spring Parks, ironically, in the wealthiest parts of town, are the only two parks with that resource available, which, as I pointed out in November, creates a problem of equity and access where the neighborhoods with less, I guess, wealth are not enjoying the same infrastructure in North Salt Lake City. So we got to fix that.
So are just they the newest ones, though?
Yeah, well, I know, wasn't Spring Hill Park recently redone, too? Oh, hi.
Can I ask you, do you think you have everybody here? Because we're done here, and I was going to lock the doors.
Kyle's not here. Yeah. I can lock the doors. Is it the manual lock?
No, it's the one on the phone. So just text me when you leave, when you're done, and then, because I can do them on my phone. I can lock them on my phone.
Okay.
Thanks.
But is there any reasoning behind why those have bike racks and the other ones don't?
Well, I mean, those two, when they built the park, they included them in the construction of the park.
And they're newer parks.
They also have hillside trails right next to them.
But
Legacy Park has Legacy Trail, and there's no bike rack, which is strange.
Greatest ever. Yeah.
Say what?
Legacy Trail has
Legacy
Park has Legacy Trail right next to it, and there's no bike rack there.
For some reason, I thought there was a bike rack on Center Street Trailhead.
I think there is. Yeah, because there's where the parking
lot
is.
There is a Center Street. Yeah.
But
there
not at Legacy Park, is what he's saying.
No, there's
so Center Street Trailhead's right here.
So there's one there.
Sure. I've never been there.
Yeah,
that's the
it's
one
like
I, that's
underneath
the
bridge.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like
yeah.
It's the under, bridge
well,
that goes over.
But it's not a city park, so it's not a destination. I don't know.
Oh, it's a park. It's a parking lot. Yeah, because that's where I go when we are going to go ride our bikes on the trail. We park there and.
But do you park your bike there? You ride your bike there, right? Somebody may come
there.
From outside of a park to a park, and there they're going to enjoy a barbecue, they're going to use the restroom, and they have no place to lock their bike. So that's what I mean by active transportation destinations.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, we do have a portable restroom at that trailhead, so but that's not. I guess
it's not a destination?
I don't see the point of a bike
really
rack there. On the Center Street Trailhead, I don't see the point of a bike rack. I think you make
Pedro's
a good
right.
point,
yeah.
Pedro, that like you park your bike.
When
you're going to
go
do something somewhere rather than when you're going to use your bike to leave that place.
Yeah, that bike rack is used for the porta potty over there. I don't know what else is in that area. There's an RV park there, I think, or is it further south?
By the Center Street Trailhead?
I don't know. I
haven't
heard of
that. The RV park is
on the other
down
side
here.
Of 215.
Oh, down here.
Anyway, the sad faces or the angry faces are parks where at some point we could invest on bike racks. So a couple days ago, I drove through all of them, took pictures of spots that I thought made sense to install one, and just painfully asked Gemini or ChatGPT to add a terrible bike rack to the photo. It does not look good. It's by no means what it should be in practice because it's probably code non-compliant. It's a terrible orientation. But it's here to inspire everyone and perhaps future city projects. So you can advance the slide. Those are the parks leading by example. There are bike racks at Wild Rose Trailhead and Tunnel Springs Parks. And I like the design that you see there on the right, Tunnel Springs. What's going on?
He's just
talking
outside.
Super loud in the hallway,
yeah.
So I'm going to go.
No, it's all good.
So these are the bad examples?
Those are the one on the right is a good example. That's a bike rack that, according to my research, is recommended. And there are links. I didn't bring the links today, but there are links in the materials that I shared with you guys in November that make some recommendations.
Okay.
So if we can replicate what we see there in Tunnel Springs, in other active transportation destinations in town, I think we're going to do a great service to the citizens of North Salt Lake.
This one's Tunnel Springs, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So why did you say you didn't like Wild Rose? Did you say that while I was on
So bike rack experts online don't recommend those curvy things.
Yeah.
And they gave reasons. I read them a couple months ago. I'm able to relay them right now. but that's not necessarily the best design out there.
Those other ones I don't really particularly like because I see kids, you'll see them and they'll growl and they'll go like this.
Wild Rose?
No,
or
the ones on
Tunnel
the right.
Springs.
Tunnel Springs.
Oh, they're more fragile?
Yeah, like they get, they start yanking on them like side by side. It's like the stability of them isn't
yeah.
like the other, but
they
we
make
can choose something
ones.
Different that like
it's stronger.
No,
absolutely.
You,
absolutely.
That work with what you guys are wanting. We can
yeah.
definitely look at those.
Let's find a design that makes sense. I like consistency. I like a theme. So honestly, whatever you guys are bringing to Hatch Park, you did mention it has a specific design for the new city
yeah,
center.
Yeah, they're similar to the ones on the right, from what I remember.
They're similar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
And we had them add another set of them.
I think it's one solid piece, though, instead of being like three different ones, wasn't it?
There's so many things to be looked at.
I know, we looked at every little detail of that park.
So now that we all already made a budget proposal, next year, do we want to consider funding these in some of the parks?
Well, that could come out of the 30,000
development budget line that we could probably use for these bike racks.
I can't imagine they're more than like $150.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, they're a lot.
Yeah,
you'd
be surprised.
You think so?
I think you're looking.
They're pricey.
A commercial grade like this, I bet you have a lot more.
Yeah. Steel that can't be sawn in half.
What if we install them ourselves?
Steel. Installation's not too bad.
It's not.
No. I mean, we did like, we've done a couple repair stations. They're not horrible to install.
Yeah.
Just bolted to the ground. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the idea. So those are the only two parks in town with racks right now. So you can quickly advance to the next slides. It's just gonna be on the left, a photo as is right now. This is City Hall. And on the right, where we could install racks.
It's a happy City Hall.
could be on the right of that, giant concrete pavement over there to the left near the garden. It doesn't make a difference. As I entered the building today, I didn't feel like it would be on the way of any traffic, pedestrian traffic there.
Yeah. But
if again,
you have bikes there, it might block.
A couple things, snow removal, and that's like that pad. We have that whole pad.
Yeah.
It's like
you have to be careful where we
radiant
travel.
Heat with all the tubing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, anchoring into it might be difficult.
Yeah, we're just curious. And what about just anchoring it, or like, and unless we're doing like designated areas, is there like an issue with just bolting it to the fence?
If there's signage, no. Because people will feel safe doing so. At the University of Utah, if you store your bike on a fence, they will remove it.
Oh,
and
really?
Good luck finding it. Yeah, they don't want bikes on fences.
Signs, please lock your bike here.
Yeah.
So that would solve the issue. So even easier to make City Hall more attractive to cyclists in that way. Next slide. High priority, Legacy Park, again, adjacent to Legacy Parkway and the adjacent trail. There are, I don't know, like a half a dozen restrooms over there in that pavilion. It's on the west side of the park, so right next to the trail, trailhead. No place to store a bike other than trees, which I also don't like doing. So you can advance. Another one that I consider high priority is Eaglewood, the event center. There is nowhere to store a bike there, as in a designated spot. I couldn't find a place that felt right, so I was like, you know, let's just seize a couple of parking spots, have bikes in there. And
I like it.
Yeah, there it is. ChatGPT suggested what you see there. And that's not even the bike rack design that I told it to. It was very frustrating to have AI figure this out.
People do it.
Okay, Brett's biked all over.
I'm trying to figure out who's gonna bike. You know, they're getting there on their golf carts and golf clubs. And
I don't know. We went to a dinner there a couple
events.
Months ago.
Events.
There's a lot of kids
that go
to eat there. Like
really?
In the summertime,
bicycle.
And
okay.
Well, and frankly, as e-bikes get more common,
yeah.
It's going to be. I mean, this.
So we need.
This is.
Yeah.
It's gonna. Change how we get around, and that's really where is it going to be?
We're taking some stance.
And
yeah.
So,
So that's a low-hanging fruit. For a place like Eaglewood Event Center, having no bike racks, we got to solve that.
Yeah.
Next slide.
There's a lower parking lot, too.
I think they'll murder us over those parking stalls,
though.
we'll install those ones.
First, this one.
That one, as Ali reminded me, Porter's Landing Boat Takeout.
Okay.
You know, the bike rack location there, it's stupid, but it's what AI gave me. But it's right next, again, to Legacy Trail. I think there is there a porta potty on that location? There is.
And this is an old picture, because we recently.
It's all concrete
now instead of this.
Oh, that's good.
Like,
yeah, I found that online.
Here.
I didn't
and
drive that.
And that sign is gone too. But there's a spot, a concrete pad that has porta potty and it has garbage cans. And there might be room for.
We can look at that one.
There might be room on the existing pad that's off of the trail.
I got that photo from Google, and there's another photo that, interestingly enough, somebody has a bike resting on that pavilion there to the left.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's called Bike Lane.
And that's the Jordan River Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next up. It's the last high priority that I have. Why? Because there's a restroom there next to a school. Maybe bikers passing by would use the restroom and they want to secure their bike safely. Not necessarily a destination because there's not much there. It's just a giant lawn with two restrooms, one small pavilion and a playground. Small park, but next to a school. So there's traffic of people there all day long. No bike racks.
Just need to make sure we install them so you don't block the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So AI has no considerations for code violations there, accessibility. That's inspirational.
It cuts through the red tape.
That's inspirational.
It sounds like our federal government.
So everything up until now, high priority places that are low-hanging fruits, we can do it, and it's going to make a lot of sense to have bike racks there. And then continuing, I have what I consider low priority, which are parks without a restroom. They are parks without much going on. I don't use them. I don't know how many people do. So they're not necessarily active transportation destinations per se, but if we want to install a bike rack at some point, we could. That's Deer Hollow. Next up, I have.
This one does have a bike lane on Eaglewood Drive. This is off of Eaglewood Drive, and there is a bike lane on Eaglewood Drive.
Okay.
And this park actually gets used a pretty considerable amount.
Yeah, that's good. My kids.
Unless you're on an e-bike, you can walk your bike faster than you can ride your bike up that hill.
Yeah. It's a very steep.
This isn't super high up Eaglewood Drive, though.
Yeah, it's not super high.
It's very steep.
You don't have to go too high.
And then what's next? Yeah, I don't understand that place very much. The Spring Hood Geological Park. There is nothing there, but
there's no spurge there, that's for sure.
There are only trails for you to walk. That sign that you see there says, don't bike here. Mm-hmm. So there should be a bike rack there for people that want to walk the trails and get there on their bikes. But I don't know, there's no infrastructure there whatsoever.
There's no trail access from this spot. The trail access begins down at Berry Circle.
Okay, that's where Google Maps
took me.
Okay.
I think that because we had our tent there for Purge the Spurge, and I think there was
there's not a legitimate trail.
There's a user
connection.
Designed Wildcat trail.
Because it goes, it would have to go over the little creek thing, the spring.
Okay.
That comes through.
Yeah.
So
that's where Google Maps takes people
like
that route themselves to the park.
Right, in the roadway.
We'll just do that in Berry Circle.
So maybe the bike rack would be better placed down at the bottom where the trail actually begins. You could put your bike there and then start on the trail. That would encourage people to use the actual trail instead of cutting through.
That's also pedestrian only.
This trail section is just hikers only, not bikers. But this, just to give you a history of this, there was a slow-moving landslide. So this used to be a neighborhood, and we got a FEMA grant to buy out all the homes and convert it to open space. So we can't put any infrastructure in here. We had to get FEMA approval to put a table.
Really.
On the site. So if there's a possibility we can put a bike rack outside the designated area.
Survey.
in the server, right, just exactly what they should, right? Then that would be ideal, because there's like crazy restrictions on this property.
Yeah, anyway, low priority because, I don't know, there's not much going on there. And then next up, this is also in Foxborough. It's one park with one pavilion, low priority because I think that is attended mostly by people in that southern part of Foxborough. They would be most likely walking there. So I don't know if we need a bike rack there as much as we need in other places. And I think that's the last one.
I think some of our, that Placer AI data that we'll be doing would, like the cell phone data, might help tell us where people are coming from when they're visiting these areas too. That might help us decide where to put some of these bike racks. And I also was thinking the Foxborough Wetlands might be a good location, because we have the wetlands are right here. And so we have this walking trail around the wetlands, and we also have like the boardwalks that go through it now.
That's a good idea.
So
yeah,
it might be good to put like a bike rack next to Legacy Trail so people could get out and walk the boardwalks and then come back to their bike and get back on Legacy Trail.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. Yeah,
I didn't
think about that.
I don't
but next to the boardwalks.
Well, I would say, first of all, Pedro, thank you for doing this, because that's awesome, all the research you've done. And I know one of the things we've tried to do this year, and I think it comes out of your budget, is the concrete entryways to some of the trails.
Mm-hmm.
We've done, I don't know what you call that.
The ADA ramps.
Yeah, the ADA ramps. And I know you've just tried to knock out a couple of those this year, two or three this year, just as we've had funding and time to do it. And I'd love to take a similar approach where if we could, you know, pick two or three of these parks and just find a way to get bike racks in them this year and maybe two or three next year. So at least we can
need to find out what our standard bike rack is and then find
me and John can work on that and then I guess bring it to the next meeting. Some different things.
Some different
stuff
options.
That we, you know, fits with the budget and then makes sense, like structurally, so they're strong, so we're putting in like a standard that's gonna last the abuse these kids bring.
I think where it gets a little complicated, I know some of those pictures, there was a concrete pad that had to be laid.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it has to be that way or if it can just be like, you know, team wall footing that we do or something.
If we get the data, we can prioritize or we can just guess and knock them out year over year. I mean,
I love it.
Cool.
It's really good. Okay, anything else on that?
I don't think so. I think we went through all the slides there.
Okay. So my discussion I was just this Robert Rules of Order. So this will only take 30 seconds, but I was trying to brush up on this just because I hadn't done it in a long time. So you don't need to read, we don't need to cover it like here, but when you get a chance, just read through it. It was kind of interesting. And one thing I will say is Robert's rules of order are really formal. And most smaller committees, smaller organizations do a modified version of it. And there's no right or wrong. It's just kind of what the committee adopts. One thing that I thought was interesting is that the formal procedure under Robert's rules of order is on the back to approve the minutes. This was like the formal way where the chairperson says, we have the minutes from the last meeting, are there any corrections? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as is, so no formal vote on minutes, which I thought was interesting. But again, every organization kind of modifies the technical rules of order as they see fit, so no right or wrong as long as it's generally followed. So anyways, read through it. I thought, you know, there is a part there on kind of points of order and when you can do what, and it's kind of interesting. So give it a read through. It's worth knowing, and that's it. Okay. Let's move on to training on SharePoint site updates, agenda item number 10.
It's 2026
events. Agenda item number 9, discussion and coordination of 2026 events.
Okay, I threw in all the ones that I had written down. You guys are ambitious. because there's a lot of events. So Purge the Spurge, Brent, April 11th. We need to decide on a time and a location.
So we're set on the date, right?
We're set on the date. You have a bike race.
I have an event that day. It's not a race. It's just
Is it later in the day? Just kidding.
No, it's a breakfast.
So I would say
10 o'clock.
Did we do it in April last year?
Yes.
And with it being April, it tends to be a little cooler.
April's the best time for the Spurge, right?
Yeah, because you're trying to get it before it starts to see down.
So I think the other, so I think we made a huge impact on that park.
Geological park.
I know there's still more there, and I have seen, I think, a lot in Wild Rose kind of at the higher elevation, but I'm not 100% sure. I just
could be.
So those are two options I think we could do.
For sure on the slope going up.
We do take the bikes out and go look.
Okay. You get a lot more just passed by traffic by tabling at Wild Rose if we're tabling the trails master plan open house, so because that's going to be an active park in April.
Yeah, that's true.
So it'd be a good place to do it if we're combining the tabling with a purchase spurge, if there's spurge there.
Yeah.
Wild Rose.
Or Tunnel Springs, I don't, you know.
But most
Wild
of
Rose
that
would be
is
busy.
Not in North Shore Lake, at least the dirt.
Yeah, TJ, where should we get spurge?
You want to get it?
You want to plant it?
No. Where do you want us to pull up the spurge?
I would say... I haven't seen a ton of Tunnel Springs, so I'd do Wild Rose again, and
the Geologic Park again.
Yeah, and both those two.
But I agree. I think Wild Rose we would get regular park users as well as those that come to Purge the Spurge.
Where is the Spurge on Wild Rose? Is it way high up?
It can be just off the sides of the trails, but yeah, it's typically a little bit higher than that park.
Yeah, it's kind of when you start going up and the pipeline thing goes up to the left. I know, I've seen some.
What's interesting about it is...
Is it on our property or is it on the Forest Service property?
Spurge doesn't care.
Well, I care because I'm not cleaning up the Forest Service property.
They're not going to clean it
They're
up.
Not gonna clean it.
And it's going to eventually get to us.
Yeah.
It's preventative, so.
What were you going to say?
No, it's interesting because like in St. George, they plant it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a.
They sell it. At
like nurseries.
That's where I got mine for my year.
Yeah,
St. George.
That's where you got it.
So
sprinkle that in.
It's so we can.
It. It's like pretty bad if you get it on your skin.
Yeah.
The light. Stuff,
you get a little light sap and make you go blind.
It's toxic to pets. Isn't we should get in touch with like
animal
advocacy groups and be like, "Hey, this is toxic to your pets. So, if you want to take your dog hiking, come help us pull this spurge out." We have a meeting in March. That'll be before this. I want to get advertising it as soon as we can.
Yeah, I think we need to decide time and location.
I'd be okay doing Geologic Park because I think if we can just focus on that park for a few years, maybe we could even, I don't know if it's even possible to get it out of there permanently.
So maybe we table, not combine it. You know, we can table on a Saturday.
Well, we could also do the corner. We could also do it closer to Eagle Ridge.
Just a table?
Just kind of a, we can try to draw traffic in from there.
Traffic, you know, if we're trying to publicize the Trails Master Plan, it's going to be a Wild Rose on a spring Saturday morning.
Right.
But I agree, you know, Spring Hill Geologic may be the most need, so maybe we need to go table for a few hours, you know, separately from that.
Can we do some research this week and then...
On where the Spurge is located?
You just make sure that there's some at Wild Rose, and then just email.
Wild Rose is a priority if there's Spurge there. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
So we're hoping there's Spurge at Wild Rose.
Cross your fingers that there's lots of Spurge.
I'm going to St. George this weekend, so there's going to be Spurge and St.
Actually, I
would never plant Spurge.
Trust
let that be on the
to
record.
To be honest and good, like my mom and dad have a stone there, and it actually looks good in that landscape. I'm not kidding you. It's like a xeriscape desert look, and it looks good. I know exactly what it is. My mom's like, I really like that stuff. I'm like, I know you do, Mom.
We can't get rid of the pain of existence.
But it looks good in the landscape.
So, but let's settle on a time.
What did we do last time? Because that was fine.
I think
it was
8
like,
a.m.
I don't even know if it was that early.
Look on the
like
city website.
It'll
be on
10 or something like that.
It'll be on the calendar for the city website.
I remember like 10 o'clock. But
I'm checking.
That's the day for budget retreats, so I won't.
Oh, so is that a bad date overall?
Well, we chose the date a
long
time ago.
Date, yeah. I don't know.
Is it printed on the signs? Or getting printed
it's on the
signs?
Website.
I don't even know if that's
printed.
The day for budget retreat. It's been talked about that day. So
tell
budget retreat's kind of like a
fad.
The Spurge started
Spurge.
At 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
That's what I remember.
You're faster than me.
So we could keep 10 o'clock, and I maybe I'll get some people there. I probably cannot commit to being there on time at 10.
I think we should expand beyond just the mountain biking groups too.
Well,
for
and
sure.
Yeah, I mean, we can expand. Those are the ones I can directly address to.
For sure.
So,
I'm just saying we can get other people there at 10, unless you want to do it later. So that
I think we're gonna probably start at 8. So I think we're gonna be fine. But I just may not be on time because I'm not just a participant there. So
I will have a takeaway for the cleanup events. Just I'll go hike some trails and kind of see if there's places that we need to do.
Yeah, Pedro, this is an opportunity.
To hike
some trails?
Oh, yeah. No.
Go see what looks
we
terrible.
Just can't hike three of us together, right?
That's right. That's if you do, just make sure you're 6 feet apart.
So
do you guys want to research?
Yeah, let me come up
the
with the
cleanup
proposal.
Event locations.
Yeah, let me come up with the proposal.
We do need to still realign that one Parkway Drive section of
yes, I would suggest we do that.
Wild
May.
Rose.
Yeah. Oh, we don't necessarily have to do a cleanup on it. Unpaved trail either.
Yeah, let's do that'd be a good one.
I think May we do that Lower Wild Rose section.
Yeah, because we didn't go up that, we only went down. We did the trail, we fixed the trail there, but we never went.
Well, we came from the other side, previous.
On the 9/11 day service,
we
came from
down.
The bottom.
Yeah, and then the other time we came from the top.
But we didn't go beyond
Where we reconstructed,
we didn't go between the top of that to Wild Rose Park.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Behind the tennis
club.
Up
to Eagle Point Drive.
Oh, yes.
We never did that part.
I don't think there is much to do.
There's not as much to do.
There's like willows and stuff.
But I think that May 9th.
Yeah.
Behind the tennis court.
There's not a lot of trash, but there is some trail.
So, let's see. So here's what I'm thinking. April 11th. 10 a.m. at the Geologic Park. Just keeping it the same.
We're doing Wild Rose as the preference.
Oh.
Wild Rose, if there's Spurge.
If there's Spurge.
TJ's going to go hike all over Wild Rose and find the Spurge.
Okay. May 9th.
His mom's going to come from St. George. And
yes.
May 9th, I would suggest we do move that to 8 because that'll be cooler. It'll be warmer.
May 9th?
Yep. Do an 8 a.m. and location the Wild Rose.
Yeah, I think we do
the connection. The
Wild Rose down to the part that we Eagle Ridge down behind the tennis club and even fix that part of the trail.
And then August.
We'll have to go look. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that needs to be cleaned up.
So the middle Wild Rose section, are you talking about, you're talking about realigning the trail and then like redefining the trail? Or are we talking trash cleanup or
trash
all
cleanup.
Of it?
Trash cleanup from Eagle Ridge Dam, and then trash and just general trail cleanup, probably the willows behind the tennis club, and then we can probably put some people on the realignment. Did we ever do, we're gonna do some concrete, I think, on the bottom of that trail?
We already did. Well, we didn't do.
We haven't done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet.
Okay.
We haven't done, we weren't gonna do concrete because you'd slip right off of concrete. We were trying to look into a different surface.
Yeah, if you're looking at maybe a compacted, much like the trail surface at Wild Rose, or not at Wild Rose, at Tunnel Springs that goes up, that's more of a prepped but still
yeah,
natural
it's
surface.
Just road base.
Yeah, road
it's
base.
Just road
exactly.
base. Yeah.
So
road base, compacted road bases.
And
we'd have to maintain.
We just said like as you.
We'd have to maintain it, but
it's like 10, 15 feet up that steep part to
yeah.
first turn
yeah.
curve.
Those curves were too tight, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about realigning. The
so
curves.
Yeah, was
yeah.
it you bring a 10-foot rope and that's the radius?
Yeah, I use my cloth tape.
Yeah.
We need like at least a 15-foot radius.
Is it 15-foot radius?
Yeah, 15 to 20 is what's recommended.
Okay.
Yeah, so we hear more about
it's too tight.
Well, yeah.
About
yeah.
that
yeah.
Trail when it comes down into the loft, like by the pond.
Yeah.
Realigning that thing.
Yeah.
Can we realign that though?
I haven't
we
looked into that yet.
That
I need to look.
Because
it's
the HOA
property. Private property, yeah.
Yeah, I need to look. We do have public access easements across a bunch of it, so it may be possible. I just need to look at what it says.
All right, those are some good ideas. Okay. Golden Spoke. We'll,
They're already communicating with me about planning for Golden Spoke, so we need to have one.
So that's the 16th?
Yeah,
one person staff
easy.
The table. Pedro did it last year.
Do it again. That's walkable. I live half a block away from that park. Happy
and you're okay for that date, the 16th?
This far out, probably.
Yeah. But most likely, yeah.
I already have a commitment.
I think we only need one person. It's
yeah.
not a big
it's like
thing.
Like
it's the same day as the Kite Festival. Too.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Kite Festival.
But we don't have any control over, no, Kite Festival's
oh,
up at Tunnel
Springs.
Springs. We don't have any control over when Golden Spoke
I'm
plans there.
Cancel my activity.
No, I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Pedro. And then National Trails Day. I would really, I know we're not collaborating with these, or not Centennial, but the
America 250
Committee, but I would love to brand that as America 250 National Trails Day, just because it makes sense. And hopefully I think we could get just a few more people there if we broaden the advertising.
Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah, I just think National Trails Day is standalone. I think
we could brand
everything America 250 this year.
Yeah, but that one, the name is national and our nation, and it's our 250th birthday. I'm just looking to get more people there.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good way to do
it's
it.
It's a service day, which is part of the 250. So.
Is everybody okay with branding National Trails Day as an America 250 event?
I think all three of us have to agree.
I don't oppose.
Don't oppose.
So my silence is an affirmative.
That's
according
right.
That's to
what
the
thing says.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
It does say that.
Oh, well.
Not on your sheet.
Then
we
can
don't
nod.
Speak up.
Then we just have to nod for everything.
Well, you can. In a small committee, you don't have to verbalize it.
All right. Well, let's do it then.
Blink
in Morse code.
Okay, and then 9/11 day service, definitely. Do we need to pick September 5th, the date that it's everyone's doing it?
September 5th is the date we're doing it because Get to the River is on September 12th. So that's
when
the only Saturday around 9/11
okay.
that is available.
If you don't have a spot right now, I mean, you still we could think about it.
Yeah, we need to think about that one. Okay.
And you're still how many months out for that?
Oh, we need to advertise it.
Advertise it now?
The only thing I can think of is there was so much trash around the apartment complex down to the gas station.
Yeah, but it's because they're trash
blows.
Containers. People put it in there.
Yeah, and we got code enforcement
out.
To go out there and
for the gas
talk
station?
To them about it. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where it was coming from.
Yeah, we got our code enforcement to go talk to them.
Unfortunately, it needs to probably be checked and double checked about every 6 months.
But
I mean, it's just a source of trash.
Yeah, it's just.
And I'd hate to tell the gas station, hey, we're going to come check it every 3 months, but
our
we should
tell. Our code enforcement person's pretty good.
We should tell them that we're going to check it.
Yeah. She'll keep on.
I hate to target a business like that, but there was just, it was apparent that it was from the trash cans.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So.
Okay, so we need, so that's probably a pretty good idea for, but we need to, I think the takeaway from this meeting is by the next time we meet, for some of the later ones, not the ones like April 11th and May, we probably need to have everything set by March.
I think you can kind of review the conditions as we go too, like you don't have to plan the September events really until July.
Okay.
So I think you can look and see like where are the weeds getting out of control this year.
We could have construction done by then on by September 5th that it just depends on how much we can get done.
We might have some like idea of some realignments of trails on Wild
mm-hmm.
Rose that we could maybe do with volunteers.
Yep.
So
I like that.
That kind of stuff.
I like that a lot, yeah. Okay, and then we have Get to the River. Okay. Anything else to discuss on those events?
Nope.
Okay. We'll move on to training on SharePoint site.
Do we want to just table this
let's
until
table
the next meeting?
Let's defer that one since we're an hour and a half in.
You got a motion and a...
I've got I'll motion to table this until the next... until the next meeting of the North Salt Lake Trails and
then
Active Transportation Committee.
Then we can give it the time that it is due.
Well,
so.
It only needs about 5 minutes, but... Unless there's going to be discussion
members.
Yeah, we are missing two committee members, so.
Yeah.
Is there a second on that?
I, Pedro, second the motion.
Okay. We have a motion from Peter and a second from Pedro. All in favor say yes? Or
yes.
Maintain their silence?
Yay.
Yes. And motion passes. Okay. We'll move on to discussion of future agenda items.
Well, we got one.
SharePoint training.
Purge the Spurge.
I think we've really got to get the events down.
Yeah, we got to
talk
about that again.
Because I thought we had dates, and I thought we had specific dates for every single one.
Not the cleanups.
So
we just have months that we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We don't have
so
dates.
We should for sure tie down the dates.
Okay. I do think just a standing thing on the BST and the master plan would be nice. Just because we have kind of deadlines on both of those or time frames that we need to meet. And then
I would probably since we're when does SE group start?
They've already started.
Yeah, so I'd like just a standing agenda item to just talk about progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you're saying, the master plan and also the
I was
Wild
just
Rose
seconding it.
Connection.
Okay.
And that can also come, we'll probably already have had a kickoff, the kickoff meeting, so that can
yeah,
also come
we'll
from the two representatives for the steering team.
And we'll need a HAT update. Totally kidding.
Need a HAT.
An update on HAT design.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna order it without your.
Okay. Let's see. Any other agenda items to discuss or just future agenda items?
Is there anything on like the committee discussion items that anybody wanted to bring up that?
From our last meeting in January, or maybe it was December, we talked about kind of trail bosses or ways to get other people in the city involved in the committee.
So
I'd like to revisit that.
Yeah, so on that note, that's why I've got to contact Salt Lake City, is that they have a formal document adopt a trails. And so
yeah.
I'm going to be working with Salt Lake City to see if I can do something on a grander scale. But we can put that on the next agenda for me to just present what I know. I may not know much more than I know right now.
Okay.
So.
And on the old SharePoint site, there was I just had some notes on what Centerville City is doing for like trail bosses. We can look at that too.
Everything's been moved over to the new one, right?
It still exists, but I just cut everybody's access off, so you can only access the new one.
Good.
So if we missed something, I can transfer it over.
Okay.
It won't be missed.
Okay.
So you want to discuss the adopt a trail thing? Was there anything else from the committee? I wondered if there were any programs you guys wanted to do this year, like bike to work with the mayor or whatever, those kind of things.
So yes, one came up with the health and wellness committee and city council.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the trail like hike with the trails committee events to where, because when it was PTAR, the Health and Wellness Committee decided, hey, hike with their favorite trail, North Salt Lake Trails people, but they didn't tell us.
Oh, yes. I think they planned it on the same day as the Kite Festival.
And they planned it on the same day as the Kite Festival, and so it was, like, strange. But I thought that was a good try and event, and I think it would be good to, I mean, that would go a long way, I think, for some of the citizens that are new. And Pedro, if you want to go hiking anytime, just text me. I'll take you. I'll show you the ways.
Good.
As long as you're okay with the Golden Lab coming with us.
Oh yeah.
Did they?
Make sure it's on the leash.
What?
Thank you.
Did Health and Wellness say when?
They did not. They just said there's an item that they would take. They would present that to us, but I think we do it. And as far as bike to work with the mayor,
just something similar. I think that Ted would probably like to do some type of an active transportation, not hillside trail.
So there's a bike Utah. There is a bike to work day in Utah, and I think it is in March.
So we could just promote that.
Oh, in winter it's February 13th. Okay.
No one's going to do that.
Good to know that.
that's the winter event.
Yeah, I guess it's like 60 degrees. So
totally.
This would have been the year to do it.
Oh, bike to work day is actually May 15th.
I'm in the lab with this.
Yeah.
15th?
May 15th is bike to work day.
We have the Golden Spoke on May
16th. Probably snow on the Kite.
So the day before. So that's a Friday.
Spring cleanup in the snow.
So we could come up with ideas on bike to work day, or just advertise it. I mean, I work from home that day, so we could bike around the block.
Not a far ride for you.
It's a really far ride. 10-minute walk just around one of my blocks.
Okay, we can put that on for the discussion item. So the adopt a trail, the health and wellness hike with the trails committee, and then potentially a bike to work day.
And I think the hikes should be like a weeknight.
Like a sunset hike?
Yeah, do a sunset hike.
That's cool.
Like start at 8, go until 9:30 type thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Something like that. And then correct people and make sure they know that they're in Salt Lake City when they cross that fence. Because that was the other funny part, was they're like, we're here to hike Tunnel Springs because it's in North Salt Lake, and I was like, it's actually not. So
looks good, just take credit for it.
Yeah. I know. They tried to adopt it.
All right.
I think we're done, so can we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Peter has made a motion.
I second.
Pedro has seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Okay, thank you, everyone.